dial into the actual show.
The Grind.
It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Try that again. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Got to put some sound on that thing. Welcome to The Grind, everybody. It is an amazing morning. Hope all of you guys are out of the bed. Maybe some of you are still in the bed. If that's what you do, then that's what you do. Seeing my people on Facebook Live, you know, chiming in, dialing in, you know, thank you for the love. You know, tell me where you're dialing in from this morning. Man, we're going to have a great show. We're not going to try to be before you long, but guess what? I've said that before, and didn't work out that way. Good morning, Antoinette. I see you. Say good morning to Mignon. Say good morning to Princess. Great morning, everybody. Thank you for jumping on The Grind. Man, what are we going to talk about this morning? We're going to figure that out in just a minute, but we'll be back. We're going to play some music. And, man, you know what? I'm feeling kind of in a lovey-dovey mode this morning. So, man, I love all of you guys. But, you know, I want to put you guys in a mood this morning that's going to make you really think about the person that you love. Maybe the person that you love. Great morning, Rachel. Thanks for saying great morning. Great morning, Derek Mill. Great morning. Man, you know, the person that you love, you know, that special someone, that person that you think about when you go to bed, maybe that person that you're laying down with at night. But, you know, but I also want to do something special for the ladies today. I'm going to play some empowerment music because I believe it's important to empower. I know they just had the big women's march, and some of you guys went, some of you supported, and, you know, all for that, man. I believe, you know, in equal opportunity for everybody, man. I'm with y'all. But, you know, we, without our women, man, I don't know what we would do. They bring us in the world, you know, they keep us straight, man. There's so much that they do, man. They take these time out with these kids, man. They raise the kids, they're there for them, you know, whenever they need something. And, I mean, it's just, it's nothing like a woman, man. So I'm going to take y'all a little higher today, you know, along with my girl, Let us see. Let her do something to y'all this morning. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back, all right? Radio, it plays internally, so that's why I tell you guys, if y'all want to dial in live, go to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and you'll be able to dial in live, and you'll be able to hear it internal to your speakers. You won't have to hear it externally, but you know what, because I love y'all so much, man, I want to play another song for y'all, and it's going to be, this one is going to be for, I know it's not November, but guess what, I'm a Sagittarius, but I want to play this for y'all. Because I love it because it talks about the Sagittarius, but it also, something I just kind of got into a little bit more was astrology. So I kind of get up and I read my horoscope a little bit in the mornings. So, you know, try not to be fanatic about nothing, but, you know, I kind of like it, So I'm going to play another song for y'all, man. I'm sure y'all like this one. Put y'all in the mood. This is for all of y'all that still booed up. All of y'all that still laying up in the bed. You know, cuddling, still snuggling. You don't have to go to work on a Tuesday. You may be on vacation. You may have just taken the day off. But hey, man, you still cuddling? This one's going to be.
In December, every song has its own mode. I was in love with the Sagittarius. See, the emotions he put me through. From Capricorn to Aquarius.
Let's check this out.
They all got their different minds. I was in love with the Sagittarius. He blew my mind. He also had a flip side, too much like a Gemini. He was freaking like a Taurus. The way he handled me, yeah. Flirtatious like an Aries. Which sign is best for me?
Oh,
y'all in love with a Sagittarius. Man, I can tell you what. Y'all can talk to Pam McCray. She can tell you how that is because, yeah, we are kind of different. But you know what? Every sign is different. That's what makes everybody great. Everybody's different. So, man, welcome to the grind this morning, man. It is a bright and lovely morning. The sun is somewhat shining here down in Miami, Florida. Hopefully, you got some sunshine where you are. But no matter what, you know, you're going to make the day a great day because, you know, no matter how the weather is, it's not contingent upon you being whether or not you're going to be great or not, right? So you can be great, rain, sleet, snow, sun, no matter, right? So you get up this morning, you go out, and you realize that, you know, hey, baby, how you doing? Miss Pam, great, love you, sweetie. So, you know, you realize, you know, every morning you get up, you go outside, man, that, you know, the world is yours. We always talk about being limitless, you know, on this show, right? We talk about being limitless, you know, and we talk about, you know, some real hard things on this show. We talk about empowering yourself, and I'm big on empowerment. And I believe that if you sit around and you wait on somebody else to constantly empower you, you're pretty much on someone else's time frame. Or more so, it's telling you that you don't have, you know, the self-power that God gave you, right? So we're big on empowerment, man. We're big on going out, seizing the day, understanding the opportunity, not being poor, not passing over opportunities repetitively or repeatedly, but guys, taking advantage of things that happen, seizing the moment, carpe diem, you know, and getting all that God has for you. You know, if you know that you are, you know, a made in God's image and, you know, all of the stuff that he wants you to have, then that means that you already understand that you're a king. You understand that you're a queen. And there's nobody that can take that from you. So you wake up every morning, you step out of bed, after you do your 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever you do, you smile, you go to your sink. I hope y'all go to y'all's sink first, maybe go to the bathroom first. I don't know, this is the realest show ever, but you go to the bathroom first, you go to your sink, you look in the mirror, man, you say, man, I'm getting ready to go out and crush this day, right? I'm getting ready to go out and smash this thing because this is my day. Today is my day. So, you know, also, I love you guys dialing into the grind every morning, man, Tuesdays and Thursdays, man. That's awesome. But I will tell you this. You should already be up, fired up, pumped up, and excited before you even dial into the grind, before you dial into anything, before you put any personal development on, man. You got to put yourself on first. And I believe that's the key in life. People are so in tune to somebody else putting them on that they forget that, you know, they're responsible for themselves. And the most responsible thing is numero uno, is you, right? So I want to give you guys one of the pinnacle successes. I was going to wait until the next show to give this, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to give it right now because I think it's important. Let me see who we got here on Blog Talk. Okay, awesome. I think it's important that you guys get this information right now. And you know, the reason I wanted you guys to share this out is because, you know, we're always going to talk about something controversial on this show. You know, we're going to play some good music. You know, as a matter of fact, we're going to play another, you know, awesome song for you guys. But, you know, nonetheless, we're going to talk about some controversial things on this show, but they're very tasteful things. All right. So we're always going to touch on some things that are gonna pique your interest and things that are gonna prick, you know, a couple of nerves and things that are gonna that may rub you wrong. Some things you may say, heck yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But all throughout it all, it's all growth, right? So you gotta take, as you've always heard, you've gotta take the good with the bad, right? So I want to talk about boundaries this morning, and you know, before I get into talking about boundaries, I want to make a statement. You've heard me say on this show time and time again that it's all about, it's not so much as how you, or what you say, it's how you say it. I'm not retracting that. I wholeheartedly believe that. But the word that qualifies that is not so much. But here's the other piece of that. Sometimes it is about what you say. And it doesn't matter how you say it, right? So there's two flip sides to that. is sometimes you have to know what to, when to deploy which one. But either one of them requires a certain amount of empathy, right? So you've got sympathy and you've got empathy, right? Sympathy is when you feel compassion, you feel, you know, pity or sorrow for someone or something. You know, empathy is when you actually can put yourself in the shoes of that person or what's going on, and you put yourself in it so deeply that you identify with it. So when you deploy each of those statements, and that's why we say we do what we do tastefully. When you deploy each of those statements, which is, you know, it's not all about what you say, it's about how you say it. And then you look at sometimes it's not what you say, sometimes it's not how you say it, sometimes it really is what you say, because you have to deploy some empathy in that. So that means, how would you feel if it was said to you, right? How would you feel if you were going through what that person's going through right now? This is a great time to deploy empathy. Because when you put yourself in the shoes of someone else going through the issue, then it's easier to know how to deploy a little bit of tough love and how to, you know, when you need a little salt, when you need a little pepper. But if you're just always lashing out at people, just saying whatever you want to say because you feel that you can, then it's not going to pan out well for you. It's going to be some hurt people, right? So you don't have the access or the right, I should say, to just say whatever you want to say, however you want to say it, whenever you want to say it, to whomever you want to say, right? It's just not always that simple. It just doesn't work that way. So, you know, I do believe that, you know, I do believe that in a lot of cases you say things that you mean, but you have to say them the right way. You have to saute some love on that thing, right? And if it's a little tough love mix in there, that's fine. But you most certainly can't go up to someone and start talking about a situation that they're in and you haven't even put yourself in that situation. Or you put yourself in that situation and giving yourself, even lie to yourself, and giving yourself the false expectations, right? Telling yourself how you would handle it when you full well know that that's not how you would take it if somebody said that same thing to you, right? So ignorance is not an excuse, right? You just say what you want to say when you want to say it to anybody that you want to say it to, because words in your mouth, right? So I wanted to make that statement, and I wanted to talk about empowering, because in order for you to be able to differentiate the two, you have to have already empowered yourself, right? You have to love yourself. You have to be self-confident. You have to be the person that says, you know what, I'm not going to allow anybody to hurt me here. Right. And that doesn't make you bitter. That just makes you protective of the one thing that can hurt you the most, which is your heart. That doesn't mean you lash out and be bitter at everybody, because people are going to hurt. People are going to hurt you. People are going to say things that hurt you here. You're going to hear things maybe not directly to you, and they may hurt you here. But the trick is to be able to handle it, to absorb it, right? To absorb it and be able to spit it out, right? If you can't spit it out, you know, take it in, maul that thing around and spit it back out, then you're going to have to be careful in the situation that you're putting yourself in. Because can you be around people that are very reckless with their mouth and still coexist? Maybe you can. Some people, they can't. I choose not to be. That's my thing, is I choose not to be around the people that don't feed me. I choose not to be around the people that aren't saying the stuff that's conducive to feed me here. Doesn't mean I'm bitter with them. Doesn't mean I choose to be around who I want to be around. And so can you, right? So let's talk a little bit about boundaries that I'm looking for. Let's talk a little bit about boundaries, right? The boundary part is important, because this is the success tip that I want to give you guys. And this is how you keep yourself in the game, right? Because if you don't protect the heart, if you don't protect that, guys, then you're going to find yourself getting very, very emotionally attached, and you're going to find yourself being a very, very bitter person. So how do you do that? How do you protect your boundaries? How do you set your boundaries and, you know, and be able to actually coexist and survive, you know, in today's world, right? Because there are a lot of people out there that will run over your boundaries, right? So we're going to talk about boundaries. I'm going to give you guys, you know, the lowdown dirty on boundaries. And it's going to help you guys out a lot. But before we do that, guys, I want to play a song for you guys. You know,
you know I love you, right? Ain't nobody got what we got.
No,
what I
do with my
baby. Yeah. Shed up from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
So look, man, we're talking about boundaries, and yeah, this is the realest show ever. And you know, what I want to give you on this show, man, is things that you run across in real life, things that are going to actually happen in real life, no fluff. You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody last night, you know, a friend of mine, man, and he was telling me some things, and he asked me, did I do? He asked me, did I look at something? And I said, nah, you know, I didn't really get a chance, you know, to look at it. Appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all. You know, I didn't really get a chance to look at it. And I said, nah, man, you know, I said, hold on. I said, no, it's not that I didn't get a chance to look at it. I said, I really didn't want to look at it. You know, I said, just to be honest with you. And he said, you know what, man, I love you for that because, you know, you always, you know, 100. And I said, you know, I said, I want you to know, you know, I want you to know my boundaries and things that I like, you know, the things that, you know, that feed me. And, you know, if I never tell you, then you'll never know. So that means I got to keep, going and fronting and faking and, you know, trying to act like I like some stuff that I really don't like, right? So your real friends understand what your boundaries are. I don't even want to get into real friends because this ain't about real friends and fake friends or none of that. What this is about is you, right? This is about you putting a system in place for yourself that lock in some boundaries. And a lot of you guys say, well, man, I thought we were limitless. I thought we were unstoppable. I thought we would just keep going. Yeah, you can. Everything in life has boundaries. You just play limitless within those boundaries, right? Give you some great examples. Football. For all of y'all Minnesota Vikings fans, y'all close your ears up now because y'all don't know about it. I'm not even knowing football like that, so anyway. But I just know y'all took a whooping and it didn't make no sense. But nonetheless, so if I can get some mean faces on that one. Nonetheless, football has boundaries. You can't just run out of bounds and then run back in bounds and catch the ball or run with the ball out of bounds and run back in. You can't do that, right? Once you step out of bounds, you're out of bounds. So there's boundaries. Basketball, the court has boundaries. There's lines you step out of, you're going to get the whistle, play's over, you're out of bounds, right? Pick any sport you want to pick. There's boundaries for that sport, right? So just like in sports, there are boundaries. The same thing that happens in life. There are boundaries because if there weren't any boundaries, then people could do whatever the heck they want to do. It would be a constant state of chaos. And everything, there are boundaries in the confines of that thing, right? So you have to stay in the boundaries of everything. Boundaries of the law. You have to stay in the boundaries of the physical, the mental. Stay in the boundaries of the verbal as well. That's why at the beginning of the show, I said you can't just talk to people and say anything you want to say to people because you feel like you want to say it. Because you feel like, you know, you have carte blanche access to be ignorant and say what you want to say, and people aren't going to feel, however people feel, so I mean, come on, man. There's a certain boundary that you can't cross with that, right? And here's another statement that I had to adopt for myself, all right? And I want you guys to adopt it too because it's going to help you really be able to process through some things and keep your ego out of it, all right? The grind is the realest show ever, right? The grind is unscripted conversation. I give you guys the opportunity to say what you want to say. Type it on the screen. I promise you, I'm going to read it, right? Because you have a voice on this show just like anything else, right? So that means you have a voice in life. But here's how I check my own ego, right? I tell myself, just because I don't like it, or just because I don't like the way you do it, you do what you do, doesn't make my way the right way. Let me repeat that for you guys. It's how you check your ego, okay? Just because I don't like what you do, the way you do what you do, doesn't make my way the be-all, end-all right way, right? I can't treat everybody as if you're doing it all wrong. And if you don't do it this way, it's never going to work for you. It's a wrap. I've heard the old statement before. There's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, there's two sides to every coin. There's a whole bunch of sayings out there. But the way you check your ego, guys, is if you don't like the way another person handles themselves, if you don't like the way another person talks, the way another person walks, the way another person decides that they want to, you know, get on and be reckless with their mouth or whatever they want to do. That's their world. They live in that world. Just because you don't like it doesn't make the way you live your life to be all end all right way, right? So it's good for you. Make sure it's good for you. And that's why I want to talk about boundaries this morning, because, you know, I was looking at today's my 5-year anniversary with Facebook. And I'm like, man, I've been on this thing that long, you know, on the book, as they call it. But when you look on the book and you look on Instagram, you look on all these places and you see so many different battles going on of everybody saying, you know, this and this and this and this and this. I mean, there's things flying all over the place, man, with people saying, this is how you do this. This is how you do that. And here's the way I keep myself out of those battles and the way I keep my ego in check is I choose A, not to fight them, right? And B, I choose to realize that what works for me may not work for you. So how you build what you build and do what you do, I may not agree with it, but I'm not saying it's entirely wrong, right? So I can't sit on this show and talk about freedom, empowering yourself, and all this if I'm afraid for you to run a little faster than you're accustomed to running and fall and bump your head every now and then. I can't say that. This is freedom. I'm all about freedom on this show. I always said, guys, not everybody needs a mentor. You ain't got to worry about running out finding somebody to emulate, finding a mentor. You don't have to worry about finding somebody that you got to praise, somebody that you have to worry about talking good about. No, man, just find somebody that can coach you, somebody that's going to be real, somebody that's going to understand what you go through, deploy some empathy to your situation, say a little bit of tough love on it, and somebody that's going to be able to keep you moving in the direction that you need to move in. Not that you're going to give your life to this person, not that you're dedicating your every existence to this person, not that you're enamoring this person more than God himself. Not that you're in this person's hip pocket, not that you're this person's mini-me, none of that. Guys, just be, find a person that can coach you to help you reach your goals. People, I'm going to tell you right now, when people call me and people send me messages and they say, you know, can you mentor me? Can you be my mentor? And typically, you don't get a response from me. Why? Because I don't really do mentoring. I don't do mentoring. Why? Because I've tried it before. And when you try to mentor someone, mentorship is, and I'm a little off subject, and I'm jump back on here in just a moment. Mentorship is a very intrusive thing, I should say, or a very involved thing, or very it's a very intertwining, interlocking thing, because what happens is you have to know that person. That person's got to be willing to let you in. And if the person's willing to let you in, that means that person's willing to take advice from you unequivocally, right? That means that that person, you know, I need somebody because my life is in shambles right now. And I need somebody to come in, help me rearrange some furniture, show me which blinds and curtains I need to put up. I need somebody to show me, you know, how I need to wear, what clothes I need to wear, shoes, my hair. How should I wear my hair? What is it that I should do? How am I showing up right now? And on the path that I'm on, the path that I want to be on, how am I showing up right now? And how can I show up better? When you talk about a mentor, that mentor has to be the person that's willing to pull all of that together and help you move out of that situation. But you got to be the person that's saying, you know what, I'm ready for a mentor, because I believe that that person has my best interest at heart. I believe that this person would never say anything or do anything or tell me to do anything that's going to hurt me, right? You have to buy into that, because the moment you stop buying into that and you start second guessing it is the moment the wheel starts to wobble and the whole mentor thing starts to fall off, right? So if you don't believe me, talk to somebody that's mentoring somebody right now. When that starts to happen, it gets a little shaky and the relationship, and that person can end up absolutely hating you. Absolutely. I mean, I'm going to use the H word. They're going to hate you because all of a sudden the people on the outside start talking to what happens on the inside. And next thing you know, that's when there's a problem, right? So let's talk about coaching. The coaching piece is necessary. Get yourself a good coach, right? A good coach, somebody that can tell you, lift your elbow up. You know, you're a little flat on your shot. You know, you need to drive off of your toes, you know, tell you all the good little tips that you need to move you from level to level, right? So the boundaries are important in life. Boundaries are important because if you don't set boundaries for yourself, no one else will. So that means boundaries mentally. What are you feeding yourself? What are your boundaries? What are you willing to allow to come in your ear gates and through your eyes? And I learned some things about the eye, man, that is very important. The eyes have six distinct parts, and each of those parts feed one of your senses. And the eye is a very intricate thing. And there's so many moving parts in the eye that help you process information and feeds to your brain. Man, it's unbelievable, right? So what are you feeding yourself mentally? You know, what are you subjecting yourself to? What are your boundaries physically, right? What are you willing to put your body through to get where you want to be? Are you willing to stay up until 3-4 in the morning and only get 2 hours of sleep to get where you want to get? How long can you do that? How long will you be able to do that before you pass out of sleep deprivation, maybe while you're driving, maybe while you're at work and lose your job? How long? How much physical torture can you give yourself in the gym? How much physical torture can you give yourself, you know, in an abusive relationship? And that should be zero, right? So how much physically can you handle? Some of you are in relationships, and I'm not even talking about just relationships that are physical. I'm talking about relationships in general, mental, verbal, the whole nine. And you're in these relationships, and what's happening? You're being abused. People are treating you outside of your boundaries because you've never set any boundaries for yourself. Think about it. Why? Think about a situation that you're in right now, maybe something that you're doing and you feel obligated to do it. Is it outside of your boundaries? How does it make you feel in that thing, that heart? How does it make you feel? If it doesn't make you feel good, that means you've allowed someone to cross your boundaries. And hear me very carefully. Understand what I'm saying. You cannot move to the next level that God has you to go to until you handle it on that level. Until you smash the things that are creating, that are crossing your boundaries, you can't move to the next level because we call that baggage, right? So all of the baggage that you keep carrying behind and you keep allowing people to pull on you and cross your boundaries, they're running out of bounds and they're coming back in. They're doing what they're traveling with the ball. They're talking to you any old kind of way. They're doing whatever they want to do. They're saying whatever they want to say, and they're justifying it because you allowed them to cross the boundaries. If you allow it one time, they do it twice. You allow it two times, then they can do it three times. And if you allow it three times, then they don't even have to ask your permission anymore. They just keep crossing those boundaries, right? So what are your boundaries? Hey, what's going on, Jeff? Jeff Trills, man, good to see you. Great morning, Gemma. All my people on Facebook Live, man, love y'all. So, man, what are your boundaries? You know, have some boundaries. This is why I always tell you guys, get around some people that feed you. That feed you. If they don't feed you, right? If they don't feed you, what? Why are you there? Relationships were meant to be mutually rewarding. That means the first part of the word relate, that means you have to be able to relate to the person. So that means that the vision and the visionary need to line up. That means that the person and the ship, the relationship needs to all be in sync. If you're not in sync with the person, if you're not in sync with the thing, why are you there? See, this is what happens. We grab something with one hand, right? And we don't want to let it go. And when you grab something with one hand, with the hand, and you don't want to let it go, that means you can't receive anything else. You can't get anything else with a closed hand. It's closed. But what happens, you know, I mean, and God is looking at you like, I can't give you anything else because you won't let go of the thing that's holding you still. Guys, it can be a thing. It can be a person. It can be a situation. If you're not willing to let it go, then how do you even grab the next rung with a closed hand? You can't even climb the ladder with junk in your hands. Let me tell you why I tell you it has to go from here to here. It's because once you take it from here and you take it here, it's here. You don't have to hold it anymore. Now you let your hand go. Now you can receive more. Boom, process, boom, here. What's next? What's next? You're like a defensive back. They tell you stay on your toes, stay on your toes. You gotta stay, you gotta keep it. You're like that person in the military that's on duty, that's on guard duty. They tell you keep your head on a swivel. You gotta know what's going on all around you. Now you're aware of what's happening. But you can't be aware of what's happening when your hands are closed because you're trying to maintain a situation or relationship that you should not be trying to maintain. But why? Why are you maintaining that relationship, right? Why? You're maintaining that relationship for a reason. This is where the rubber meets the road, right? And this is what I'm telling you guys is what you need to know in order to move to the next level, right? In life in general. I'm not talking just about life. I'm talking about business because we know that they go hand in hand, right? So this is what you need to move forward. So if you're staying in a situation, and the reason why you're staying in a situation is because you don't want to make any waves, you don't want to piss anybody off, you don't know how they're going to handle it. I'll give y'all my face, my conundrum face. First and foremost, man, it has to be about you. It's about you empowering yourself to move. God can't put people in your path if you don't even have a path. If you're standing still, some of you think you're moving and you're not moving. Some of you think you're doing such great work and you're not doing great work because you're not doing what you should be doing because you're stuck. You're stuck in meaningless relationships, physically, mentally, verbally. You're stuck. And you're that person that, you know, I don't want to make no waves. I don't want to cause no trouble. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And you're that people pleaser. You want to make everything right. You want to bring everything together. And the whole time, you're like the story I told on another show, guys, where, you know, when John got to heaven and God got to the pearly gates, but as he was walking up the door, you know, he noticed all of these rooms with different names on it. And just before he got to the door, he noticed the room with his name on it. He got in and he asked God, he said, God, you know, I noticed all these rooms with these doors on it, you know, but, you know, then I noticed the room, these doors with these names, and then I noticed the room with my name on it. Door had my name on it. What was in that room? He said, you know, don't worry about that. Don't worry. Just talk about what's happening right now. No. I want to know, God, what's going on? Why is there a door with my name on it? What's behind that door? He said, you really want to know? He said, absolutely. I really want to know. So he took him in the room. And in the room, it was all of these shelves and all of these boxes on these shelves. And he said, why are you listing all these boxes? And God said, these are all of the blessings that I would have given you if you would have just been on the path that you were supposed to be on. If you weren't trying to being busy trying to please everybody, if you weren't being busy trying to be the person that keeps the peace, if you weren't being busy trying to be the person that allows everybody to run roughshod over them and just occupy all of their time, if you weren't busy being a person that does everything just because it looks popular, but if you were the person that was willing to be in the trenches, below the trenches, and grind in those trenches, take the hits, take the steps. Understand that when you're building a system of roots, if you were that person and you understood that, when you're building a system of roots, that there's going to be a lot of ground time. There's going to be a lot of time when you're not going to shine, right? If you were that person, then and you could have opened your hand and I could have given you all of these things that you wanted because you prayed for them. You prayed for them. There were times when you weren't praying for just everybody else. There were times when you prayed for stuff for you. But you couldn't get it, right? Because you weren't willing to take the hits. Man, I'm telling you guys, it's important that you set your boundaries and you understand that everything has a boundary. So why should you not have boundaries? Here's the key. The situation Because remember, everything has boundaries, physical and mental, they have boundaries, right? The situation has boundaries. The very person that's telling you, that's running roughshod over your boundaries, I can promise you they have boundaries. I can promise you they have boundaries. I can promise you this too. I can promise you they're not letting anybody run over their boundaries. There's nothing I can promise you. I can promise you that they can dish it out, but they can't take it. This is why I give you guys tips, and I tell you the way you keep your ego in check is for you to understand that just because I don't like it doesn't mean my way is right. Right? Just because I like it, just because I don't like it doesn't mean the way I want to do it is right. There's a lot of different ways to do things. God gave each of us five fingers on each hand, five toes on each foot, but each of those fingers have a different fingerprint that is synonymous, that is indicative, that is just for us, right? Individuality. If God wanted us to put everything that we want in our hold and to follow somebody else's dreams and visions and never implement your own and go for your own, then he would have gave all of us the same fingerprints. And we would have been undistinguishable. But he gave each of us fingerprints of our own. So that when you put your, when you got your iPhone right now, those of you iPhone users, and you got your iPhone, and you put your finger on that knob down there, the fingerprint button, I call it. When you put your finger on there, nobody else can unlock that phone but you. Nobody else can unlock your goals. Nobody else can unlock your dreams. Nobody can unlock everything that you got in your bucket, in your car. Nobody can unlock that and achieve that but you. But you have to put your fingerprint on it first. And that means you're going to have to allow somebody else to take their finger off of you. You're going to have to allow somebody else to stop picking your phone up and constantly locking your phone up because they're trying to break in. They're crossing your boundaries. This is important, guys. If you want to really allow yourself to move to the next level, and guess what? Here's the important part. They can't keep up with my emotions. Here's the important part. It ain't going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. As soon as you pull away, as soon as you start doing what you were called to be doing, as soon as you start buckling down and building that business that God gave you, as soon as you start buckling down and paying more attention to your relationship at home than other people's relationships, as soon as you start doing that is when things start opening up for you, and oh my gosh, when things start opening up for you, what's going to happen? The very people that were running over your boundaries are going to be the same people that are going to try and kill your dreams. So boundaries are important, right? Remember, guys, what we say on this show is all done in taste, all done in love, you know, and I love it. You know, I want to read some of you guys' comments. I love it. Be kind and stay humble, Priscilla says. Absolutely, Priscilla. Never stop, stay loyal and smile often. That's absolutely right, man. You know, so, man, I love it. I love the fact that, you know, that you guys understand that you have a voice, you know, on these, on this show. And, you know, I wanted to talk about boundaries today because, man, I firmly believe that, you know, if you don't set your own boundaries, if you don't allow yourself to start moving in the path that God has you to move in and stop allowing people to run roughshod over your boundaries, do what feels good here in the heart. Okay, I'll keep it. This is my left side over here. You guys see it. So do what feels good here. Take it from here to here, right? Remember, Jesus didn't say, I stand at the door of your head and I knock. He said, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. So that's how you process things. And I'll tell you guys, my motto. If it does not feel good to me here, I don't do it. All right? So, Fellow David said, prioritize. I must stay in bounds in 2018. Absolutely. Stay in bounds, but more importantly, Hallelujah. Don't allow anybody else to run over your boundaries. Your boundaries are there for a reason. That means you don't allow anything physically, anything mentally, anything verbally to cross into your boundaries. When you've clearly, specifically set those boundaries and say, you know what, you can't do that to me. You can't say that to me. I'm not doing that because it doesn't feel good here, right? Jimmy James says, be true to yourself. Express your boundaries. Express your boundaries. Very, very true, Jimmy. That's real talk. Express your boundaries. Let people know. Let people know what they can and what they cannot do to you. Let people know what they can and what they cannot say to you. Let me tell you, the best way to do that is action speaks louder than words, right? So figure out how to remove yourself from the situation. If it's a situation that you have to be in for a specific period of time, make sure that you set your boundaries and everybody knows exactly what your boundaries are. And that's a great way to purge, guys. It is. It's a great way to purge because as soon as you set boundaries, all of the people that want to cross those boundaries are going to not be a part. But remember what I said. This is how you keep your ego out. All right. The people that were crossing your boundaries, sometimes they don't even know that they were crossing your boundaries, right? Because you were letting them cross. So how do you keep yourself in check? You say, just because I don't like the way they're doing it doesn't mean my way is the right way. All right. Definitely not the only way. Right? So it's not the right to be all end all way. So that means you're going to allow other people to have input, just like you guys are having right now. You're empowering yourself, right? You're making your voices known. This is how you have to make it known in your life, right? So absolutely love you, Joanna. Love you, Rachel. Not fake, guys. Not fake. It definitely hurts, Rachel. It definitely hurts. So I'm just catching up. Guys, what's going on, Mr. Troy Woods? Good to see you, man. Good to see you, Sharon. Twyla Taylor, good to see you. Lila Kane, good to see you, girl. Awesome, man. Love you guys. Look, your voice is real, man. Your voice is real. You know, say the things that you want to say and process the things, but they got to go here and they got to come here first. That's when you move, guys. And before you say it, make sure you filter it. And guys, it's okay to not be a part of something that you don't feel here, all right? And people, not everybody is going to understand everything that you do, all right? But as long as you are on assignment and you understand that, here's your chance. Here's your chance, guys, to be real with yourself, right? Remember what we say. When you look in the mirror, if you lie to yourself, that is the kiss of death, right? A lot of others, people don't know until they find out in the end. But when you lie to yourself, guys, it's the kiss of death, all right? So guys, have boundaries, man. I love you guys. Man, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday, bright and early, 8 a.m., man. Thank you guys for chiming on. Thank you guys for sharing this out, man. Tell somebody about The Grind. Follow me, Nathan McCray 1 on Instagram. You know, inbox me, guys, and let's be friends on Facebook. Message me. If you inbox me, message me. And tell me I need to clear some people out because some people I need to clear out because I may not have any slots. So I want to be your friends, you know, but I want to be friends with people that are real, people that want to move forward in life and do what they were called to do, man. So, you know, I love you guys, man. I'm going to flip back up one more time. I'm going to play this song for you guys right quick. You know, thank you guys for jumping on, man. Thank you guys for the job. Thank you so much, Pam. You know, thank you guys for the love. I'm going to play this song for you guys because I told you I was in a lovey-dovey mood today. So I want to play a song for you guys. And let me see. There's two I want to play. Let me choose which one. Hit. Okay, this is what I want to play. I'm on a Lettucey tip today. So all of you Lettucey fans, you probably love this. But this is all of y'all that are booed up, man. Some of y'all that are waiting to be booed up. Some of y'all maybe engaged to be booed up. This is for you, all right? Guys, have a great day. Catch me Thursday morning bright and early at 8 a.m.
Love ain't unconditional. We crazy, you never lie. Cause Lord knows that we ain't perfect. But what we're building is so strong, yeah. And I pray you never be near.